Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you and worship you that you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God of Gods. And Father, we thank you for this precious book we call the Word of God, the Owner's Manual, the magnificent book, the Owner's Manual. This book, Lord, tells us who we are, what we can do, and what we're not supposed to do. It is an owner's manual. And Lord, I'm so grateful that you revealed it to me as an owner's manual, because now I read it in an entirely different light, and it brings forth such great and wonderful peace and comfort and health and healings and signs and miracles and wonders. I'm grateful, Father, for the magnificent Word of God. As it goes out today, bless it. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking about the gifts of the Spirit and the Holy Spirit and what He does. He is a magnificent being. Now then, as we talk about the Holy Spirit, we're talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Well, the gifts of the Holy Spirit only come to the obedient children of God. God is not going to share with you very many of these magnificent gifts that He has here if you're a disobedient son or daughter. In other words, if you're lying, or if you're stealing, or if you're cheating on your mate, or if you're not married and you're committing fornication, having sex outside of wedlock, if you're doing all these things, that, or if you're talking evil about someone, if you're holding a grudge against someone, unforgiveness, God's not going to share very much of His power with you until you become an obedient son or daughter. Now, when you become an obedient son or daughter, He says in Acts chapter 5, He says, I give the Holy Spirit to them that obey. So the thing you want to do, you want to read this owner's manual, and then you want to do what it says. If the owner's manual tells you to walk in love, then you walk in love. If the owner's manual, which is the Word of God, tells you not to lie, not to steal, not to cheat, not to commit adultery, not to commit fornication, it says not to hold a grudge, not to speak evil about someone, well, then don't do those things. But if it says walk in love and be kind and gentle and all those wonderful things that it tells you to do, then do those things. And if you will walk in those things, then the Lord will reveal Himself to you, and He will give these gifts to you by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that makes these gifts come to pass. Now then, I talked to you yesterday a little bit about some of the things that happens when you can receive a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge. And we talked also a little bit about what happens when the gift of faith comes upon you, and the gift of healing, and the gift of miracles. Now, sometimes just a gift of faith will come upon you all by itself. But many times these gifts come upon you in multiples. They'll two or three of them will operate at the same time. Maybe even four or five of them at the same time. It's wonderful. In fact, I'll give you an example of something happened just a few years ago. A young man, his father-in-law was in the hospital at Baylor Medical Center in Garland, Texas. And he was technically going to die. He was in his 50s. He had a big tumor on his esophagus. And the doctor said it was so big that they only gave him a 0 to 10% chance to come off the operating table alive. Now, I don't know about you, but if that was me, I wouldn't like those odds. But they also told him that if he didn't take it off in about 2 months, he'd be dead. The thing would grow to a point where it would kill him. Well, I went over to the hospital that evening and began to talk with the man. And as I began to talk to him, I asked him if he was a Christian. He said, yes. I said, where do you go to church? Well, he said, I just go here and there, and I don't go too often. Well, now, number one, that's a sin. That's being unfaithful to God. In fact, I'm just going to tell you, if you don't go to church regularly and you don't spend time with God every day, the Lord's going to call you a faithless prostitute. That's kind of devastating to think that that's what he thinks about you, but that's what he thinks about you. So these gifts are not going to operate through you if you're not walking in obedience to his word. In fact, quite the contrary, you're going to open the door to the demonic world, and they're going to come in to steal, kill, and to destroy. And that's what had happened to this man. This man was not going to church regularly, and he certainly wasn't tithing. So by not tithing, that will curse you with a curse. Now, Malachi 3, that is the only place in the entire Word of God that says that if you will not give the Lord the first 10% of your increase, he will curse you with a curse. So there's lots of things that will put people down on their sick beds. But this man, as I continued to minister to him, I found out that he had an unforgiveness towards several people in his life. And the worst one he had was his mother. I told him, I said, goodness, I don't even want to know what these problems are. All I have to say for you, sir, because of your wrong decisions, you're winding up here on your deathbed with this tumor on your esophagus, and this thing's going to kill you unless you make some changes. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, the Lord himself has turned you over to the tormenting spirits because of your unforgiveness. I said, he tells you in Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 through 35, that if you do not forgive your brothers from your heart, he will turn you and your family over to the tormentors or the torturers, which is Satan and his demons, and you will not get out until you pay him the last penny you owe him. And I said, you can't live long enough to pay him what you owe him. I said, so he has turned you over to the devil for destruction of your flesh. And that's what's happening to you. But I said, God is gracious and merciful here. And if you will confess your sin, if you will forgive these people, he will forgive you. And so I said in 1 John 1, 9, the Lord said, if we confess our sins, he's righteous and just to forgive us our sins and restore us to fellowship. So I said, you can't get out of this hospital and go get right with those people, but you can make God a promise that you will. You can tell him that you forgive them, and you can ask him to forgive you. And I said, he'll take your credit card, so to speak, that if you'll do that, then he will heal you when we pray for you. I said, Jesus clearly said, if you confess your sin, he is righteous and just to forgive that sin and restore you to fellowship. I said, but then once you get out of this hospital, then he expects you to go to those people and get right with those people, confess your sin of unforgiveness to them, and get right with them. I said, now if they don't forgive you, that's okay. But I said, at least you got to forgive them. And I said, if you're willing to do that, he will heal you. Because once you get your sin, and I said, all sin is what brings sickness and disease. So if you're sinning, sin is directly connected, and it starts a process in your flesh. It starts destroying and killing your flesh. And I said, that's what happened. You've opened the world to the devil. I said, so if you're willing to confess the sin, repent, the Lord will heal you. Because he clearly said in his word that these evil spirits that come into your flesh because of your sin, after you have repented of your sins and confessed them, he says then in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, that these signs shall follow those that believe. In the name of Jesus, we shall drive out these evil spirits, and we shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I said, a lot of people try that, but it don't work for them because they don't get the sin repented of that opened the door for the devil to come in the first place. So I said, when you repent, then I will lay hands on you, then I will drive out the devil, and then he will have to go away, and then you will get healed. He said, well, I didn't know all these things. I said, that's what's unfortunate. Most people don't know these things. But I said, it's clearly written in the Word of God. So he said, well, I repent. Well, this guy had tubes in him. He couldn't hardly talk, but he was confined to that bed. But he repented of all of his sins. I reached over after he did. I said, now then, I said, after you've repented, the Lord told me to lay my hands on you, according to Mark 16, 17, and 18, and command these evil spirits that have been killing your flesh to leave, and then speak the healing power of Jesus into you. And I said, He will heal you. So I did that. When I reached over with the gift of faith and the gift of healing and touched him and rebuked those evil spirits, commanded them to leave, and said, "Now be healed in the name of Jesus," according to Mark 16, 17, and 18, I said, "Thank you, Lord, for your word." Well, right there, the gift of prophecy came upon me, because I did not know what was fixing to be said out of my mouth, so I didn't do this. And you might consider this a different kind of tongue also. Although it was English that I was speaking, it was a gift from the Spirit coming out of my tongue, but it was being spoken in English, and it also was a word prophetically spoken. And this is what came out of my mouth. I said, "Now, sir, you have done everything the Lord requires." I said, "In the morning, you will go through your surgery, and I do not give you a 0 to 10% chance of recovery, but a 100% chance of recovery. You will fully recover. You will go home from this hospital in 3 weeks, and in 2 months, you will go back to work. And as long as you walk in a love relationship with all people, the Lord will let you live to be an old man." And when I got through saying that, I thought to myself, wow, where did all that come from? I didn't speak that out loud, because I stopped and thought a minute, and I thought, Lord, these are some of the gifts that is operating in my flesh. Lord, you're giving me words of wisdom, you're giving me words of knowledge, you're giving me faith, you're giving me the gift of healing, you're giving me the gift of prophetic utterance here, and you're even allowing me to speak in a tongue, and then you're even allowing me to interpret that particular tongue. Now, sometimes the gift of tongues will happen when you don't know what you're saying, and then sometimes you will get the interpretation of that tongue, or someone else will get the interpretation of that tongue. But this day, the tongue I was speaking in was English. I understood it. He understood it, and it was a prophetic utterance spoken to the man, and that man, the next morning, went through 8 hours of surgery at Baylor Medical Center. The man did go through it. They did come through with 100% recovery. The doctors couldn't hardly believe that this tumor was so big, and they took it off without a single complication, and 3 weeks later, the man did go home from the hospital. 2 months later, he did go back to work, and a year later, the last time I talked to him, which has been several years ago now, I asked him how he was doing. He said, "I am doing fine," but he said, "I guarantee I'll never get out of a love walk with God and people again." Well, he learned his lesson. Well, if you would like to have more of these teachings, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, we will send them to you free and postpaid. Or if you would like to call us, contact us on the web, you can see many of our free video and audio and DVDs listed. And it's www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can contact us. And praise the Lord Jesus. Remember, Jesus is Lord.